Lots of bass. You know those people, those guys, I drive right next to you and they turn on bass. You know, there's a karma coming back. If you're one of those people, you know there's karma coming back. You lose your hearing. It's too much bass. You killed it. We'll flatten out that sensor hair, that tiny little hair in your ear. Now, lose all of those. You don't want to lose that. Ooh. Anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. So I got more modeling to do. I put some pieces together. The glue I got, it's a rapid dry, but it says it takes 24 hours to cure. Want to, is it for maximum strength bond? About 24 hours to cure. Okay. And this stuff's like, it, when opening up, you smell it. Just like, whoa, jeez. Now I know why kids sniffing glue. This is the glue. It's like, jeez, man. Oik. Oik. Oi. But I got oik today. Yeah. So I have some leftover stuff for breakfast. I mean, so just coffee today. Nothing else. I have a sun cake. From Taiwan. It's sweet stuff. That's all right. Pretty flaky, so I gotta wait for that one. Can't eat it while I'm talking. Otherwise, no. We're not doing that. So what's going on with news? So I don't know what Elon's doing. There are a lot of people saying, oh, Vanguard Group, all that. Elon's working with them. Yeah, of course. Elon's working with the military. Of course, military industrial complex. Of course he is. But, so, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to buy it. He's going to change it. He's going to make it private. Or what the issue is. It's going to... it's just so weird. And Jack is like okay with it. Maybe... who knows? We don't know. I don't know. The deep end. So better off just saying, yeah, leave it. So, what else? So there's a, whatever, the, now I'm finally hearing more story about this thing. I'm seeing posts from it. I've seen a lot of people post or repost or relink. Whatever, share it about that the lady with the lips of TikTok. I'm like, okay. went through that, went through the all the articles, went through the videos, all that stuff. Then I see your article with Jen Psaki says, anti-grooming law makes me completely crazy. Why? So you want to groom? You like grooming? Groomer. Normally like say boomer. Now you got a new meme for those people. Those crazy, the ones want this whole sexualized kids. No, kids will learn sex, but yeah, of course, but not when they're like 5 years old, kindergarten. No, shouldn't put anything. So I guess all those teachers I saw on lips of TikTok, can we call them groomers? Instead of boomer, they'll call us boomers. Groomer. You goomer, but you a boomer. Craziness. You will go, you eventually phase out. Especially here, down here. Well, we got the anti-grooming law, so can't do it. They just got rid of whole bunch of textbooks, submissions. And I saw some of them, a mathematical problem, but has a gender thing, question underneath. So, I don't need to know math, I just need to know this, and I found the right answer. Like, what happened to math? It was a simple math equation, I looked at it, was, oh, the answer is zero. They say zero or two. I was like, no, zero. Zero. The hero. Like, holy cow, man. That's the textbook. So what the hell's wrong with the school, man? What happened to, like, math is math. English is English literature, right? Art is art. It's not mixed. You should be teaching art, like how to draw, how to do paint, how to do sculpting. Nothing. Because of the art. How you should be a gender neutral. Junk. With the art. That is the art. It's like, what? Art. Art. That's not art. I don't know what you guys are doing. It's no wonder the kids, like, even the millennials I met, like, you can't draw. They're not teaching them that. They're teaching some crazy agenda stuff. Like, the crazy views they have. Like, no. Like, no. I'm like, why did you hire me? So you can't even draw with a pen and pencil. It's like, you know the solver. Everybody knows software. You know, when I started Photoshop, I learned it by myself. Then I had to instruct the professors how to use that thing, because they like the traditionals. They only know traditional stuff, and I'm, I know this stuff. It's easy. No, I was doing engineering, drafting, so I kind of know some of the things. But I still like doing manual stuff. Joy. Sketch. And let your mind go wild with the sketch. ever sketch like your dreams? I've done that. I'm like, oh my god, I was like, what is this pattern? I just keep singing, and I didn't drill it out. But I noticed a lot of kids cannot do that. What I know is like, so I go with this weird just weird things. Like, you shouldn't know this. No, it's like, you're not. How did you learn this? It's school. So you shouldn't know this stuff. And they traumatize, especially the best ones, the traumatized one. That was the, oh my god, oh, the world's gonna end. And then after 2020, the world's gonna end. Now they're like, oh, in 2 years, the world's gonna end. It's like, hey, Earth's been around billions and billion years. If you dig deep enough, you're going to find civilizations from previous times. And they came and went. Guess what? Earth is still here. Hey. I mean, eventually Earth will. Our sun will go supernova. Yeah. How many billion years? Like, we're not going to be here. And if you... if you're crazy enough, like some of my friends, you'll probably do something stupid and, you know, go in an early age and do stupid stunts. And most of my friends are not that, like that, but quite a few that, you know, unfortunate, some side effects from alcohol and drug abuse, and like, yeah. But other than that, you know, there are quite a few broke bones. I broke my leg with surgery. I don't know, definitely broke my back. It's hurting like crazy. Until I started taking the vitamin B and the next up, and it kind of healed itself. So I guess that's all I need. So, but I don't feel that pain anymore. Even now, it's like I could. It's okay. It's not that sensitive. When I scratch my leg or something, I'm like, yeah, oh. Before a while, it was weird, man. So I'm thinking, whatever. I think it's a combination of everything, because there are clear days like today, in the morning, earlier, and I'll feel a little tingling, like, dee, 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 dee. Then there's, you know, it's a little bit overcast. It's gone. And the vitamin B helped a lot. And definitely the neck. And acetyl or something. That worked really well. But I just need vitamin B to compensate. I didn't realize that till later. Like, oh, crap. Maybe that was... I know somebody... I think might be Cliff High. He said something about B. Like, well, somebody else said B. I'm like, okay. It's in the chat rooms. I'm like, okay. Maybe I should take some. And it helped. It's great. But, you know. Hey. It is what it is, right? Crazy stuff is the... it's what this... all this grooming thing. Not just grooming, I'm just, what are they doing? It's like MacGyver. What's he doing? But it's like the Democrats and the Republicans, well, I'll just say the bad guys. What are they doing? Well, anyway, with all this stuff, Netflix imploded. Oops. Stranger Things was great in the beginning. I have to say, the first season, oh my god, yeah. Second season, yeah, not bad. Then it's kind of faded off. I'm like, lost it. I know they went on three more seasons, but that was it. That's it for Netflix. I think Hulu's gonna go next. No, with this inflation, like, I just skip TV. Let's skip TV. I'm not gonna watch stuff. Just bunch of crap, anyway. And they're pushing weird agenda, the grooming, the groomers, the movie industry. Groomer. They're doing that. The boomer groomer. Oh, double snap. If a boomer, if you can call a boomer and you're grooming, you go, hey, it's a boomer groomer. Like, oh, that's bad. So, all this stuff. Ukraine has received fighter jet for unnamed U.S. ally. Really? U.S. ally, that means we're going to war. We don't want to go to war, but we're going to send an airplane. Oh, you're starting a war. If you're aiding someone, aiding a country, is fighting, you're part of it now. Why are we sending that stuff? I think I agree with the guys. Adam Curry and John D. Dvorak. In the morning. I agree with them. It's surplus. We need to get rid of these airplanes. Get new ones. And let's surplus it. Let's get more money, tax money. To supply something. We put 2 million. On each plane and 1 million in my pocket. Well, that 2 million for 1 million in my pocket. They're gonna do that for a long time. Money, it's totally money laundering thing in the back somewhere. This is nuts. I can't see it. Majority of people are smart enough to. It's money. That's about $3 trillion. Yeah, $3 trillion to the economy. You have to pay for it. We have to pay for it. It's like you give us money that we have to pay for in interest. How is that not swindling? Right. Nuts, man. Yeah, so I don't know. Stimulus. Stimulus. I didn't take it. Not one. Well, I took one from George Bush Jr. George W. Bush. Hey, Junior. $400. I think it was $400. And I was working big company. I'm like, you get it anyway. So yeah, You could vote it off. Oh, really? Well, I didn't know. I think that's what they said. I don't know. It's like, well, okay. It's like, hey, whatever. You guys do the tax stuff. I'm going to go buy something. I forgot what I bought. I think I just bought food. That was it. Just bought food. Oh, I bought something else. I bought a phone. Like everybody else did. How does that help? How does that help me? It's like, it was worth it. Like, the things I want, it's like, it's a couple grand. Like, I'm not going to get it with $400. What am I going to do with this? And we were fool enough to take it back then. And of course, back then, I didn't know. I mean, I knew there was some nefarious stuff with the government, but I didn't literally understood, like, what that means. When the government said, we got the money back in your pockets, and the interest rate on the stuff coming back, and you have to pay tax for later on, they get more money. We get less. It's like you're borrowing. We give it to you, but you actually make everybody borrow money. It's like we give you credit, but you gotta pay it back. We'll give you credit for $400, you gotta pay it back for 600, something like that. It's not. And now we're imploding because all the young kids are like, oh my god, why am I paying this? You're paying for the Gen Zs, the millennials. Well, the millennials are paying for Gen Z. It's supposed to be like that, right? And the Gen Z is supposed to pay for boomers. And Gen Z is supposed to pay for millennials. Millennials pay for Gen X. Gen X supposed to pay for boomers. So Gen Z's start working. Like, oh my god, why won't make this much? And just knowing there's incentive, then there's an, and now it's turning around because people are waking up. Not just saying people are waking up, but they're saying we're gonna protest. And guess what? If you're working at Ralph's in San Diego, you got a pay raise. Da, 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 da. Rising unaffordable is causing renters to depend on hope for owning a home. They could make us live in old shacks. I don't mind the shipping crate stuff, but if I want to do it, I want to buy big land by the ocean. If I can buy that ocean front also, like, this is mine. This land is my land. It's like, get some crates. I'm okay with that. But definitely, that's just one crate. I need more. I need like four to make it look nice. Look like nice complex. Big rooms, wide, a lot of headroom, so you can see the ocean. Be like, ooh. So it could be. I don't know. But I think the idea is that set us to little apartments, like, what's that movie? There's a couple movies like that. The one I'm thinking of is, what is that guy? Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone. It's under law. I got it. Remember? They were the little apartments. They won that. And of course, the Fifth Element, you know, Bruce Willis, that kind of apartment. They wanted basically, it's like, here, free apartment. Why? Because you're a citizen, you get this little square box. Has everything. Has all the computer stuff. Free internet. It's like a fridge. And if you press a button, the fridge will go down and get those shower things. It's like, oh. What about bath? We don't have those. You can upgrade. And that's what you get. But if you think about it, apartments around these big cities, you're paying a fortune for a tiny box. It's already happened. Other people make it as, oh, look how great it is. We make it so it looks, you know, feels a little more homey. I know there are people who do that, which is fine, you know, if you want to do it, but if paint this much, well, what about if you can take the public transportation and live somewhere else close by and get a bigger space? Wouldn't you want to go bigger space? I don't know. It's all subjective with this. But, you know, that's what they want. Everybody to live in one's. I'm going to keep squeezing people. Squeezing. Squeeze. So, what else is there? Let me see what this, sleep coins or free coins? I don't know what this, it's on Zero Hedge. I'm looking at this thing. Let me see. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Woke ideology. You could be wherever you want, right? Ooh. Hey, man, I'm a drifter. What do you mean? Like a street person? No, man. I can get any car and I can just drift. You know what I mean? Even the front wheel drive one. Automatic. I can drip that. Yeah, why? Because I say so. There's nothing you can say and do about it. It's like, I can rap. Just like Beastie Boys. No, you cannot. Yes, I can. There's nothing you can do and say about it. Yeah. That, to me, that's my definition. Woke ideology. No, you're not. Do you have the skills? I can tell you that. I have no idea how to drift except one car and I actually got on. And it was just like, oh. Didn't even need to use a handbrake. You know, I just accidentally did it. I'm like, then I just look at my friend. They're like, oh, so that's how you drift. It's like, yeah. It's like, it's like, I didn't know. And you keep the brake and gas is Well, he struck me. He said, keep the lower gear, press more gas, and you can use your brake at the same time a little bit. Just get the right balance, right speed. It's like, I don't know. But this article was kind of cool. I'm going to read a little more. Ether creator. I don't know. It's pretty long. It's got a lot of Does Bitcoin really set you free? Some people think so, some people don't. I think temporarily where we are right now in the as the world turns. Not the TV show, not the soap opera, but as the world turns. Yeah, it's going to help a little bit. And it actually bounced back today. Well, just weird drop off. Then it came back. I'm like, let's say somebody just took a hammer and went boom on that day. Which day was it? April 18th. It was Monday. I was doing my podcast. This happened. So, Hey, man. Come on, man. Oh, wait. I gotta do the bang. Come on, man. I don't know what else. You were supposed to, I don't know what to say, but Girls Gone Wild, that dude, well, anybody does that type of things is some crazy stuff in the background. Always. It's not gonna, who knows, bypass. It's one hit wonder. And there's the lover thing, handyman lover thing, Queens, Brooklyn, I don't know. It's a story, weird. Trophy wife. Could it be? You know, could be the trophy family thing. There's something weird about this lady. She looks like a famous person. But there's some nutty stuff. It's always scandals. This is not just one. It's all over the place. All around the world. I guess this one's close to home with the New York Post. So that's a meanness. But why is, I don't know. It's weird media thing. All this stuff. I'm scrolling. It's like, nice. Jumbo together. Hey. Skip. Yeah, today is a little boring because I'm not prepared. I'm always prepared. Never prepared. That's what podcasts should be. You know, just free thought, right? I can make fun of somebody or something. But it's a free form. That's just my opinion. Is it real? I don't know. Well, I feel that. That's it. People have a lot of opinions. And my thing is that I'm hoping, but I don't know, because Elon is, I'm not going to say what he is, but I know the background, but I'm hoping that if he does do it, you keep it free. You say whatever you want. Don't say stupid things. Like some kind of action. Say some kind of the really terrible action you're going to do to somebody else. Like, yeah, well, you know, that's a warrant for, like, not arrest, but warrant for investigation, right? Don't say it. Say in the context that is, if you're kidding, yeah, say, I'm just joking. Or say, joking aside, but I think this person should be, right? But, I don't know. Twitter's weird. I don't know, it's old. I think it should, I don't know if they're gonna bring it back. It's very original, it was. But I like the idea with the edit button because, you know, spell check. I'm gonna do spell check. Once in a while I get this typing something like, oh crap, I don't want to type that. I go back and then just clean it up. And somebody said that once you tweet it, you only got maybe like 30 seconds to hit the edit. Because, and that's it. That would be a good idea. You just want to correct something. On Telegram, you can. But then you know the internet is being recorded. Even your edits being recorded. Unless they decide, yeah, we don't need this. We can dump that. So the new stuff will come in. Take the space. So, I don't know what else is there. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the Miami. Was it Ford? I think it's Ford Formula One. But I don't know. So, I don't know what's going to happen. The price is jumping in cars. So here's another one, another car I thought. Miata RF or the Subaru BRZ. It was those two. BRZ, yep, automatic. Why don't you? Miata has automatic, but it doesn't have a dual clutch. It's funny, like somebody's gonna say dual clutch, and somebody says, "Well, there's a triple clutch." Like, so automatic dual clutch. You know what that means? It's like, oh, I don't know. Just play the video games, okay? Oh, okay, you don't know what that means. Okay, get it. Automatic with the dual clutch, it's just speed in shifting. Not only shifting, the amount of torque doesn't get lost. With this new tech they got for the past few years. So the paddle shift's got the what's that? plus and minus the sequential shifting got popular with the automatics. So it was BRZ, but it's not convertible. So I'm like, oh, I want some wind. I guess some roof. No, but it's fast. Yeah, no. It's like that. Oh no, between the two. I'm like, I need my sunroof off. I need my convertible, like partial convertible. I need the wind. I need to play loud music. I need to play Loudest or Beastie Boys or Van Halen. You know, driving around with top long. You're like, what the? Shut up. No, you shut up. I want that. Can't have that. I can't have that with the BRZ. Well, you could roll down windows, but it's different when you have roof off. Somebody tell you shut up. Say, hey, I gotta stop. Then I gotta cause traffic. Accidents. Now I go back up the thing because I had put my top off just for you. So, shut up. If you don't like it, roll up your window. Well, people down here, they're so used to AC. I think that there are a lot more people from north moving down here, and they're not used to the hot weather. When I was living the north and the west, I'm driving by myself, I'm never, almost, no, I shouldn't say never, but almost drive without AC on, just the windshield or the windows down, the rooftop or with the sunroof. Way back, even hot, super hot, like 90-100 degrees. I like the wind. I think it makes me feel better, you know. Even the smell like gasoline and stuff, exhaust and stuff, but I'm okay with that. The benefits from when you have windows down, you can't hear cars coming out next to you, and they're over here. Seems to be very similar to people who drive northeast or the middle style, where they hover next to you. I don't want to pass you, I don't want to get behind you either. It's like, but you're next to me in my blind spot. No, all I have to do is go click, boom, you're done. Right? And I don't want to be in an accident. So you speed up, and they speed up next to you. They'll be like, sitting right. Like, so what are you doing? I slow down, they slow down. So what are you doing? Why are you hovering? Well, some that just hover. They're like, oh, I need to get in. Whip. I see a space in front. I can just speed up and then cut in. It's like, so I just wait there and look at them. It's like, come in. Put your blinkers on, damn it. No, people forget, right? Or just lazy. You know, it saves a lot of time when you put blinkers on. When you put blinkers on, people behind know what you're doing. They'll be like, they either speed up or they're good people. They back off a little bit and let you in. Put your indicators on. Can't read your mind. But there seems to be a lot of drivers. Just don't think about that stuff. Does that have to do with video games? Maybe. Because you don't need to put blinkers on when play video games. And from Gen X start to all the way to Gen Z. It's like, I don't need to put that on. No, you do. You should. Always. Let the people know what you're doing. This one person told me, it's like, well, if I put it on, people just won't let me in. They will push hard. So you slow down. Well, the person behind me, let them deal with it. You're in boss. You're in front, you're in boss. There's another lane they can go past you. Right? If there's not a lot of another lane, you know, then they have to wait. But you're in front, you're the boss. And that's it. Somebody scream at you like, hey, look, I'm looking out for your safety. All right. Okay. They flip you off, you flip them back. Then they try something else, then you just keep. The best way is just, no. Be ready. If you're going to get off, you know, you're going to make a right turn somewhere on a two lane to three lane street. Wow, something. You know it's coming up. Your turn. Get to the right. Right away. When there's no cars. And just, you don't need to go cutting people off. Take it easy. I'm sure there are people that get caught and be like, oh, I'm having anxiety issues. Excuses. Those are excuses. Some people do have anxiety, but majority of people don't. Right? They will say stuff like that. Not just anxiety. Oh, because excuses for not taking responsibility. Excuses for irresponsibility. Right. Well, I don't need to, because I'm like that. Like, no. No consequence. You do. You have consequence all the time. And, you know, the last decade or so, if you say somebody something for something that they are not, they're supposed to be responsible for, but they didn't. Then you say something, hey, you know, nicely, and they cry. That's the defense mechanism. Cry. You just cry. It's nothing. They can say nothing to you. I think that was the teaching part of not the right way, but the internet instruction of all these younger kids. Got it. All those crazy, all the one side. The other side is fine. Their parents tell them what's consequences. Hey, you can do this, this happened. And those kids are fine. Well behaved. Very nice. But hey. What are you going to do? And the worst ones are to go crazy and start screaming. Like cats scream. Or like wailing. It's not a normal scream. It's like, I guess you can call that ree. Yeah, they're just, oh, crap, man. How are we gonna alleviate that with not just repair? This is psychological. Like, how are we gonna fix it in the future? Not right now. We can't fix anything. We till everything, all the craziness, all the stuff goes away. How do we? Some sense back in people, or we will never put sense back in people. Now what, right? So it's just like, I think about this stuff all the time, like, oh crap. But then I just say, no, forget it. It's like, I'm not gonna do nothing for it. So I'm just going to do exactly what I'm doing. It's like, this is how it is. You don't like it. Get out. Shut up. Get out. Move away. It's like, but you want to be, come and do this. You got to learn the responsibility of this. That's how it is. And you'll respond in kind. And you can't just like, okay, and walk away. No, you can't. Just, no. So, it's a mess. It is. Whose fault is it? I don't know. Combinations. People at fault. So we as a society, how do you fix? That's the question. How do you fix the walk? Can you fix the walk? Or something else catastrophic has to happen, like the, well, right now it's just Ukraine, right? But all out war for the whole world. It would destroy every industry on the planet. Food shortage. It's already food shortage, but everything else. There's less food shortage where we are, but eventually it's gonna go low. My thing is that to go indoor farming. Climate controlled indoor combing. Indoor farming. And it doesn't matter what the outside weather is like. It just grow stuff indoors. So, anything else? Yeah, today is a day. So, I guess have a day. Monday is supposedly mundane, but today we got a mundane Wednesday, sort of. Well, for me, right now. And it could be the spray paint. Be something else, who knows? It could be the pretzels late last night. So I'm just going, well, did we get a, like, eat, snack a little too much of snack? The next day, I feel like, oh, feel lousy. Your mouth is dry. Just like, eh. So that's what happened. So today is kind of like, Actually, I did a lot of stuff this morning. I was going through a bunch of stuff. I didn't do any models because the cement's still drying. But I read the instructions. Like, okay, almost done. I'm not making the same color. Not using the stickers and stuff that came with it. I'm just doing my own color scheme. That one's finished. I don't know what's next. I think I'm getting a die cast again. Like to get the Mercedes Sauber. Because I have a hot lap time. Pretty high hot lap time. And when the racing servers, one's called Rocket Time, Become a Legend. I think this is in Germany. Yeah, it's Germany. So I've been driving the old Mercedes C9 LM series. Not the fastest. But I got down below, so I'm like, no, I really like that car. Because it's pretty hard to handle. It's not easy to handle, and it's just speed. Straight away, it's like 300 and something. I think I got up to 330 kilometers per hour. On the loose lift, there's a one straight away, and it has a hump. They got rid of it in the real life track, but in the simulator, they still have the hump. So you gotta go all the way to 330 kilometers per hour. And at that point, you gotta break a little bit and then you still keep going to the end. Not easy car. There are others. There's a Porsche that was better. The long tail. And I think there's a Mazda, which is traction control. That one's very nice, but it's not as fast. Mercedes, just whoa. Raw power. Great car. I'm gonna get a diecast model. So I can pull it right next to the true car thing I have. Why not? Need a companion. I'm not sure what I'm gonna do with this model though. Maybe I'll put it somewhere else. Anyway, so this is it. Have a day of this hump day of April 20th, 2022. Ooh, 420. 420, 2022. Ooh. 420. Yeah. Have a wonderful day. Then I'll be back on Friday. See ya.